And coming up next on Free Radio, it is Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides, your twice weekly fun, fun, fun show with lots of local information, or some anyway. It's pre-recorded, and it's got a little Phil Oaks intro, so let's jump in. Today is April 7th, 2016.
Outside of a small circle of friends, sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, look outside the window, there's a woman being grabbed. They've dragged her to the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
So I'm doing my shorter show, which is the Thursday evening show tonight, and it's going to be a mostly, well, almost entirely flashbacks, and we're going to flash back to 1988, material never before played on Free Radio. In the fall of 1988, there was a great surge of homeless activism in Santa Cruz. After a summer of petitioning the city council and finding them deaf to reason and human compassion, something we found again in 2016 over the same issue, the right to sleep not anywhere and everywhere, but somewhere, we began civil disobedient protests, which involved a lot of court action, involved a lot of organizing. It also involved a lot of media attention. And what I'm going to play for you are two media accounts by alternative media, admittedly, KZSC, two interviews. The first one is with a couple of UCSC students, Jenny and Marie, activist Charles Gray, myself, and then-attorney, now-legal worker, Ray Glock-Grunike, who was then Ray Grunike. These folks were actively involved in risking arrest to dramatize to the community the abusive policies of the police department, the city council, the city manager, and the city bureaucracy generally, as is the case today, against homeless folks. The second interview, and I'm going to play these back to back, is a somewhat more difficult to hear interview because one of the interviewees, Jane Immler, or Calamity Jane as we like to call her, sort of had a hoarse throat that day. But her companion, Brian Koepke, or Bubba Brian, as I called him, who then later became sort of second in charge of the free meal under Karen Gillette out at the Coral Street area, which then devolved into the homeless lack of services center, which is the concentration camp that now exists out there. It's a shorter interview, and both of them give you a real, I think, vivid and practical sense of, well, hopefully also an inspirational sense of what it meant to be a homeless activist for some folks anyway during those times. So listen in and be inspired.